Rise and shine. It is unpopular opinion time. I am coming out here. We're coming out. We want the world to know. It's a Saturday, and that's how passionate I am about this. And it is for you, the people, by popular demand in my DMs that I address this and I say this and I put this on the record. So here it goes. I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't think that Alex Cooper, despite building an entire empire on flipping gender roles on their head and feminism and breaking out of the box for women and all of this, which I'll address, I don't think that Alex Cooper has really wrapped her head around or understands what misogyny really is. So, in case you missed it, Alex on her show Call Her Daddy just had Megan Fox on. And I am extrapolating a clip. I know that things go awry in the frat house basement of our media sphere, which I talked about in my episode this week, when we take things out of context and take little snippets, but I'm owning it and I'm doing it right now because there was this 1 minute clip that I think speaks volumes. And like I said, that so many of you had come to me being like, I need your thoughts, stat. Let's go. So, what happened? Alex Cooper asked Megan Fox, who is one of our culture's most iconic sex symbols, how she feels in that people making her such a sex symbol is the, and she says this, the embodiment of what is wrong with our society when it comes to misogyny. She goes on to explain examples and quotes about Megan Fox that people have said about her, i.e., you know, she's the screensaver of every teenage boy's computer, or she's every middle-aged man with a beer guts shower fantasy, what have you. And Megan Fox, who I think does understand misogyny, goes on to explain her whole other issue of basically not truly asking to be stepped into that role. She talks about her own body dysmorphia. She talks about wanting to be seen for her intelligence and her mind and her quirky niche sense of humor, which are things obviously that you know we talk about here on Cancel Me Baby, right? And the caption of the post of the video said something to the effect of, you know, Megan Fox is defying all of the labels and on, you know, is not ashamed of unapologetically and living on her own terms, right? And I gotta be real. You would think, again, given that my whole mission is for women and men, but women to break out of these boxes that society puts us in, right? It's like, again, you're either the centerfold or the brain. You think I would be doing back handsprings in the street, but I have to say it felt a little 2018 bustle glamour-y to me. And also made me think again, how is this misogynistic? Like, how is this misogynistic exactly that everybody, men, women, anyone but eyeball, like the trees, the frogs, the leaves, like everybody thinks you're super hot. What about that is misogynistic exactly? Like I don't think you really get what misogyny actually is. And in the end of this, we're gonna get to some examples, current and not, of what actually is misogyny, because we need to get our priorities straight, right? So first off, is little branches off of this. Before I tell you how I really feel about it, that people said, whether it be in the comments or just two bucket things, right? That may be obvious reactions to this that were either in my DMs, in the comments, on the post, what have you. One of them is the fact that Alex Cooper built Call Her Daddy on, again, the whole, like, indulging male and female roles. And I won't knock what she has built. In fact, I mean, I'm not an avid watcher by any means. I'll see clips like this here and there, but I actually preferred when it was she and Sophia because I thought it was really refreshing and, let's be real, entertaining, even if it was for shock value, what have you, that they took that stereotypical male locker room talk and were doing it as women. And we see that sometimes still on the show, even though and has taken a hardcore feminist rebrand. Like, the devil works hard, Kris Jenner works harder, and I would argue the call her daddy branding feminist people work even harder than that. But they used to have slogans like, you know, degrade me and all that kind of stuff. But I had someone say to me, like, how ironic coming from somebody whose slogan was degrade me. And I never really saw this as face value. That's why it could be so provocative for feminists, because while some people view what Alex Cooper did as like super feminist and like flipping the script and that whole thing, it could also be like, okay, but in this way, like, putting women in a belittled role yourself. I never really saw it that way. I always kind of saw like the whole degrade me, all that, as like a tongue-in-cheek play off of the fact that women, like, on the whole, no pun intended, we like to be dominated and bossed around in bed and it's hot to us or whatever. So it's kind of like in on the joke, like I said, wink, wink. But that's all the more reason why you would think that she would kind of be like in on all of this, right? And same thing, this is my second point, goes with Megan Fox. So many people flooded the comments being like, okay, but let's be real, Megan Fox indulges this and owns her sexuality. It's not like she's like stuffed up in the Hogwarts library with dusty old books all day long. Like, let's be real about that. So in some capacity, it's like, right, I could see how both, for both of them, it's like, you would think, since they do indulge it, it wouldn't be so shocking and like twisting it to a victimization, so to speak, right? So it gives a little bit of like, here are two hot, smart women like talking about how everyone thinks we're hot. It's a little like, fuck out of here. Like, what are we even saying? It's a little first world problems-y to me, right? Which gets me to my point, which is this sort of curl clutching, you know, upset of how teenage boys have Megan Fox as a screensaver and middle-aged dudes fantasize about her. Again, for me, it's a little bit like, well, duh, she's super hot. Again, men, women think she's absolutely gorgeous. And for somebody who is such a sex symbol and an icon in pop culture, in a way, like, what part of that exactly is belittling to women? Like, what part of that is contempt for women or hate for women or seeing them as less than? Like, what part of what part? Like, I need answers. I like, everyone thinks you're hot and that is bad. It's like, why? The math ain't. Like, I'm getting lost in the arithmetic here. Like, someone help me understand. Where I could see it becoming a problem, which is what I'm going to talk about, is when, you know, I think they conflate the two things, because that in and of itself shouldn't be conflated with like being put in a box one way or the other to your detriment, right? So that alone is a standalone thing of how fucking powerful that is. And think about the female presence and the symbol of that power throughout history, throughout pop culture. You know, you have people like, again, name her all the time, but Pam Anderson, who is iconic for this alongside the Megan Foxes, like perhaps one of the most iconic of all time. Even when you think about it, it's like Farrah Fawcett. Even I, as a straight woman, that iconic poster that every boy around the world had, I have it on a tote bag of mine, because again, it's that symbol of beauty and fantasy, right? Which is such a great thing, which is such a powerful thing, which is such a, you know, again, unique standalone power that women and only women have. So you guys are going to get bent out of shape that guys have you as like, you know, a screensaver or fantasize about you or this or that. I have posters of you. Again, it's like, duh. That just goes to show how gorgeous and hot and sexy and beautiful and powerful, you know, the woman is, and how people see that. And listen, I'm not naive to the fact that there are still so many double standards and societal differences in this realm when it comes to men and women, with women being pigeonholed or reputation stained, or, you know, again, double standards are seen a certain way, and men being able to get away with things more. I completely understand that. But this goes to, on the record, to say this ain't that. And a perfect example I brought up about this when I saw this entire thing is the first time I interviewed and met Michael Douglas. What do you think is the first thing I said to him? I asked him about being a sex symbol. I told him he was a sex symbol. So, okay, was that degrading to Mike? Was I degrading Michael Douglas? Like, somebody in the class, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Let it be known if I was degrading Michael Douglas, right? So that's where it's like status and, you know, that people idolize that and influence, you know, I think that that's really cool and it's really powerful, and that's not power to be overlooked by any means. And when we think about too, like I have this in my notes, because how could I forget? You even have, like, when it comes to the power of female beauty, even in somebody like iconic, like a Pam Anderson, you even have the Candace Owens. Like, my jaw was on, and this is a whole other thing with her. Like, what is happening? Like, her exile from the Daily Wire. I'm literally on the edge of my seat. She, like, in cahoots with Kanye West, like, again, probably circle jerking him harder than the media circle jerking Don Lemon's interview with Elon Musk. But I digress. Even Candace Owens, in one of her episodes, my jaw was on the floor when she herself, the most pearl clutching, uptight, holier than thou, this is immoral, that's immoral, women's place, this, that, even she has, like, given nod and paid ode to Pam Anderson as someone she always thought was such a beautiful, hot, sexy, emblematic symbol of female power and womanhood, right? So that just goes to show the universal power of that and the timeless power of that. So again, I need to know where in this scenario is, like I said, the contempt and hatred for women. Why do we immediately correlate that with degrading or bad or wrong? You know, it's funny because last night I was watching Dumb and Dumber, and you see in Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, like, ratchet apartment with their bird's head falling off, all there is besides, like, mold is like a photo of a woman in a one-piece swimsuit, a poster. And it's like, right, exactly. Or it, like, the tale as old as time is, like, what do you have in, like, men's jail cells or prison cells? It's like the photo of the woman, the poster of the woman to get them through the day. If you hated women and women were so little and so useless and so bad in your mind, why would you idolize them and put them on a pedestal in that way? Answer me that and riddle me that. And again, where it does cross a line in my mind. So Megan Fox can take issue with the fact that, yeah, I always wanted to be seen for this, this, this. And, you know, to me, again, it's, I talk a lot about victim mentality and her issues with her own self-image and body dysmorphia. That's a whole other ball of wax. Like, that's fair, and that's her struggle, and that's her thing. I'm not even going to get into that. But just on the face of it, and I wrote this on the post, that Megan Fox, as you guys know, is somebody I always, you know, refer to, give props to, you know, even look up to myself as somebody who does embody a powerhouse in the way that she is so smart and witty and funny and completely owns her sexuality. And both are, like, out there in your face, like, brains, tits, her silicone perhaps, don't matter, on a platter, like, right there for you. And that to me is what is so inspiring. So, you know, I can understand her issue of being like, oh, I was always boxed in as a sex symbol and I wasn't asking for it. But let's, like, I don't know. It's like, let's focus on the power of being both. Now, this is where I could see if this conversation were to make sense. If it were in the context of not, oh, everyone has Megan Fox as their screensavers and jerking off to her in prison and sending her letters from prison because she's so beautiful and has that spell on us and, like, wants to drink her blood like she does with Machine Gun Kelly, perhaps. It would be if it were truly degrading and truly misogynistic in my mind, would to cross the line of being like, oh, she's only good, like, you know, you're only good for your mouth and your tits and get on your knees and suck my cock. That's all you're good for. Like, that pretty much in my mind, like, yes, that's putting her then in that box and being degrading in that way. That to me is misogynistic, right? But none of this to me crossed that boundary. So I think it puts things in perspective, because let's talk about some examples, really quick, rapid fire, current and past, of true misogyny. And in the end, why it's so important to distinguish these things, right? Again, like, everyone thinking that you're a sex symbol and hot, first world probs, good probs to have. Like, let's own that shit. Like, fuck out of here. So number one is the fact that you currently have Riley Gaines, famous now activist, former collegiate athlete, swimmer, who was on my show last year, is suing the NCAA with other former and fellow athletes and swimmers because of how you know, warped everything got with trans athletes competing in their lane, literally, whether it be the fact that Riley Gaines, a biological female, competed with Leah Thomas, a biological male. And when they literally tied to the millisecond out of PC nonsense, the trophy, despite all of Riley Gaines's hard work, despite biology, despite, you know, the way the world goes round and round, the trophy was given to Leah Thomas, right? So you have the actual nonsense of the, again, physicality and reality of that and why that just isn't fair and is a complete slap in the face to women. But even you have stories of being forced in the locker room to be with people who, individuals who haven't transitioned and male genitalia, and you have to, you know, they had to change next to them, what have you. But because this wasn't, even though they spoke up about it, but because this wasn't politically correct or seen as acceptance or what have you, they were basically bulldozed and trampled on, right? Their voices, their experience, their stories in support of somebody like Aaliyah Thomas. And Riley Gaines has every right of saying, okay, so I'm a woman and this is my experience and this is my opportunity, and you're just going to stomp all over that like Sasquatch. That's misogyny. Okay. And that's happening all around us all the time, whether it be in work, whether it be in athletics, schools, what have you. When you think about women and opportunity, misogyny, again, is seeing women as less than, having contempt for women, belittling women, right? Degrading women, and being almost even in some cases like threatened and, you know, terrified of women to where you actually hurt them and put them down, right? But even like when you think about opportunity, and I'm not even going to go through all the waves of feminism and all this, but like I would argue, you know, because again, the ideal, the formal ideal that women are only good for being in the kitchen, making a sandwich, like ironing, doing laundry. Sick. The fact that my own grandma, when she was a secretary, couldn't tell her bosses that she was pregnant because they would fire her. Sexist, misogynistic? I would say so. Again, what these gals are talking about, not so much. And I would argue even women on women misogyny that has become more and more of a thing. And I talked about this recently, but you see women and many, even conservative women, who villainize fellow women who are out there with their sexuality, saying that it's immoral, saying that they don't respect themselves. And it's, I hate to say this because it's so buzzy, but this internalized view of what women should or shouldn't do and putting them in boxes in this way. And a lot of the times, again, we see misogyny coming. It's like women on women crime. To take a turn for the dark, I don't know. It may be viewed as misogynistic, the horrible, barbaric, massive rape terrorism that we saw by Hamas against women a mere few months ago. Is that not misogyny? Raping innocent women. And the things, I'm not even going to detail because I'm trying to keep this light today, but the things that they did, the mutilation, the absolute dehumanization of purely of women that these men did as an act of war is absolutely abhorrent and just absolutely disgusting. Literally disposing of women, acting in the most heinous, unthinkable ways merely because they were women, and showing any dignity of human life. Not even to get into the whole reaction or lack thereof that our culture has had to that. But again, to put things in perspective, like saying what's gone on with Megan Fox and her ultimate evolution as a sex symbol of female power, how that's the embodiment of misogyny, versus something like, again, what I just described in, let's not, again, mince our words, misogynistic rape terrorism. Let's put things in perspective. So why is it important to distinguish? Why is it important? It's important to, why am I so passionate about this? Number one, it's so important to me because we can't be conflating all of this all the time, because we should be empowering women to be proud of their sexuality and use it boldly and understand that it's a tool in their kit and the power that that has, instead of weaponizing it or demonizing it one way or the other, and to really use that power to their advantage, right? Again, it's sort of like the victim and non-victim mentality. Also is really to discern even what I was just saying, like, what are things going on in society that are truly misogynistic, that are hurting women versus things that are helping women? And where are we convoluting that and getting in the way of that? What are things happening that we really truly need to look at that are all at the detriment of women? Again, also when it comes to victimization, to treat true victims of this with care and not people striving and thriving as victims who are not victims. Like that in my mind is not okay. So for me, I'll just leave you with this. If anybody wants to jerk off to posters of me, by all means, like, have at it. I hope you get carpal tunnel, like, go for it. But at the same time, don't you dare disrespect me. You will not define me. You will not put me in a box. I don't care what you say. And bitch, you're gonna listen to what I have to say. And so that's the message that we should be giving to women, period.